I don't know about the rest of you, but I am sick and tired of this country being called a democracy. We're not a democracy, and we've never been a democracy. And for the past week, all I've heard is that this is a democracy. Democracy this, democracy that. We've got to do things for the democracy. This is the will of the people. No, it's not. It's not the will of the people. We are a constitutional republic based upon the rule of law, not the will of the people. When are these idiots going to tell? Oh, I forgot. They don't even know. And if they do know, they're not telling anybody. Democracy is one step removed from socialism, and socialism is one step removed from communism. That is their goal. That is why they constantly call this a democracy, when in fact it is not. It is a republic. We are not a democratic republic. We are a federal republic. We are based upon the rule of law. We have a constitution that recognizes our fundamental God-given rights and puts limits upon the federal government. They do not give us rights. They merely recognize our rights so that the government will have limits of their power. And all day long, every single day, I turn on the news and I hear these bumbling idiots calling this a democracy. Well, ladies and gentlemen, this is not a democracy. And you better hope it never becomes a democracy, because if it does, the mob will rule. They will rule the minority. If the majority say they want Mickey Mouse as the president, they can all get together and have a vote. Everything will be done by popular vote. No electoral college, no safeguards whatsoever that the founders placed into the republic. So we can vote in Mickey Mouse, right? We can vote in a dog to become president. Anything that the sheeple class, the sheeple out there, the ignoramuses of the country, which makes up a large portion of the people, they can put in whoever they want. They can pass whatever laws they want because it's the will of the people. And we're a democracy. These are traitorous scumbags, ladies and gentlemen. Traitorous scumbags. They have stolen the election, and then they get on the news with a narrative claiming that Joe Biden has won. You have not won anything. You have not lost anything because the electors have not voted yet. They get together to vote on December the 12th. So what is all this business about Joe Biden's the president? He's the president-elect. No, he's not. He's not the president-elect. He will be if they certify the electoral votes. Then he'll be the president-elect. But right now, they haven't even got that far. But the media was so quick to rush to say Joe Biden is now the president-elect. And most everyone doesn't know this, but the electors can vote any which way they choose. They can vote for anybody they want, regardless of who run for president, regardless of who people voted for. The fact is, the Electoral College chooses the president, not the people. You vote for the electors of your state to represent you. But they can vote however which way they choose, because we are a republic and we have electors to represent us and legislatures to pass laws. It is not the will of the people that governs the law. It is the law. The Constitution is the law, not the will of the people. and I heard Mitt Romney on Fox News being interviewed by none other than Chris Wallace, another scumbag that the left wing is using. So Mitt Romney, he's supposed to be this real intelligent person. Oh, he's just so intelligent. He's a man of God. He doesn't even call this a republic. He calls this a democracy. These people are on the side of the enemy, ladies and gentlemen. They are subverters of the Constitution. They are looking out for their own interest in what they are trying to do in order to bring about world government at any cost. And it's absolutely pathetic how Fox News and all these right-wing ideologues who are supposed to be big Republicans when they're actually Republican in name only, rhinos, they come out totally against Trump in just a couple hours after Biden has been announced to be the president-elect. So you've got Chris Christie. You've got Mitt Romney. All of these stupid Republicans that are actually liberal, they come out against Trump. Where's the loyalty? Where's the loyalty that you have for someone? Who the hell in their right mind turns on a dime like that? Huh? What the hell's wrong with these people? They agreed with Trump, but now he's losing. Now they're going to join the other side. Chris Christie, he's joining the other. He's always been on the other side. He goes with whatever way the wind is blowing, and so do the others. It's absolutely sickening to watch, and it would be funny if it wasn't so sad. To watch these people that are supposed to have morals, principles by which they stand, to watch them so cowardly join the side of the enemy is absolutely ridiculous. I will never vote again for anybody. The election process has been subverted. You do not elect a president anyway. You were voting for the Electoral College. People think that when they go to vote, that they are going to vote for the president because it's got their name on it. You're not. You're voting for the electors of your state to hopefully represent you. But they can vote whichever way they want. Thank God they can. Because if it wasn't for somebody else that has an IQ above a rock, there's no telling what this country would be like today. The American people are stupid. They cannot represent themselves. That is why the founders put in place the legislature. They put in place checks and balances, representatives. If you did not have those, you would not have the United States of America. You would have a despotism ruled by the mob. And anybody like me, myself, or anybody that speaks out against the majority would be shackled. Because the majority will get their way. And guess what the majority always votes for in a democracy? Free stuff. They want free things. They want more money. They want unemployment. They want this. They want that. And who's paying for it all? Who the hell's paying for it? They don't do it in a legitimate way. They go to the extremes. I've seen them. Look at all these blacks that are rioting. Look at them. Can you imagine if it was over something that was actually important to their lives? Perhaps they couldn't get food for themselves or their family. Picture the riots now and times it by 100. Anything they can get for free, anything. They don't care who they destroy. They don't care who they ruin. They go around tearing down businesses from people that have worked their entire lives to build it up. And they come along in 5 minutes and tear it down. What's that saying? Do not cast your pearls before swine. They will trample over them and they will destroy them beyond recognition. This is what the Democrats want to destabilize the economy in order to institute their New World Order agenda. They have to destabilize the country. What you're seeing is the result of that agenda that they are accomplishing successfully in secret, behind the veil of secrecy. So when are the American people going to say, that's enough? Enough of this. Not one more inch or I'll blow your head off. Where do you draw the line in the sand? People have abdicated their freedom. They are giving it away. They listen to empty words from a nice, handsome man up on your television screen. That's all it is, ladies and gentlemen, words. Nothing more than words. When they get in office, everything changes. Everything seems to gravitate towards a new world order, regardless of who the president is. There has not been enough in this country to establish and uphold the rule of law. And I mean the real rule of law. The Constitution is being trampled upon and is certainly not being upheld. They are attempting to get rid of the Constitution. They do not give a damn about the law. People should have figured that out a long time ago when they started calling this a democracy.
We do things because we're a democracy. The will of the people must be upheld. It's the will of the people that makes us the greatest democracy in the world. Where have we heard this before?
Well, every day on television. Not the will of the people. If it was for the will of the people, we'd all be dead right now. Screw the will of the people. It's the will of the law. So, let's go back to the election now. What's going on now? You read CNN articles, what do they say? You read ABC, CBS, Fox News. They're all the same. Take your pick. There's no legitimacy to the idea that the election was fraudulent and that the votes were illegal. Like hell there isn't. They have been doing this for years. You've got dead people rising from the graves in order to cast their ballots? Hello? This is not something that was just made up within the past week. This has been a well-known occurrence for many, many years, long before now. But, you know, you read CNN, and they say, well, it's not substantiated. There's no factual basis behind it. How do you sit down and write this garbage day in and day out? My head explodes every time I read it. I can't even get through half of the article because they sound like complete lunatics. Oh, there's no substantiation behind that claim. Okay, I go back onto the internet. I search for video of ballots being thrown out. Oh, lo and behold, I find videos of ballots being discarded in the trash can from security cameras. Oh, but they don't pay attention to that, Jeff. No. Go back to CNN. These people are stupid, folks. Absolutely blithering stupid. And I love to see how the news system, the propaganda machine just kicks into action right after Joe Biden has become President-elect Biden. Of course. Let's get everybody in the world convinced that Joe Biden has already become elected as the president-elect, when in fact, nobody has won, nobody has lost anything because the Electoral College, the electors have not voted yet. But we're going to make sure that we get that narrative going so that when it comes to the Supreme Court or whatever court in the country, they're going to turn their head because there's no way they can turn back the system now. They can't turn back now. It's already set in motion. See how these people think? You see how deceptive they are? Well, we'll just announce Biden the winner. That way, the narrative is set. We'll have the media machine kick into overdrive. That way, nobody will question it. We'll have all the leaders from the foreign countries around the world call to congratulate Biden as if he's won. We'll have celebrations in the streets. And we'll show that on the media so everybody in the country can see it. And they will be convinced that it is a widespread celebration and that Joe Biden has truly been elected the president. These people don't even have a clue how the electoral process is conducted in the United States of America. They don't even understand what I have just imparted to you. They actually think that Joe Biden has been elected president officially. Well, first off, the media does not elect our presidents. The Electoral College elects our president, not the media, not Anderson Cooper, not Rachel Maddow, not Chris Matthews, or any of the other Marxist communists in the media. None of them whatsoever select the president. So while the news media is going absolutely wild over electing President Joe Biden is now the president, and Trump, the former 45th president, and now it is Joe Biden on high to deliver the coronavirus vaccine that we've all been waiting for. Oh, I can't wait. Which leads me to my next point, which is Pfizer has now released data that shows their vaccine has a 90% effective rate. Well, what a miracle, folks. What an absolute miracle. Pfizer has been able to develop a vaccine for coronavirus that has an astronomically high success rate, 90%. We've got to get this vaccine out to the public right away. We got to do it now. Meanwhile, in China, the China vaccine trial was halted in Brazil after a serious adverse event. Yeah, somebody died. Oh, but it wasn't because of the vaccine. Of course, it was related to other causes. Yeah, right. Real believable. Oh, boy. And they've been injecting this same vaccine into thousands and thousands of people in China. No tests, nothing. Nothing. They just gave it to people willy-nilly. Not that it really matters, because a vaccine, regardless if it's safe or not, none of them are safe anyway. You can't make a vaccine safe. But you can make it a little bit safer, I guess you could say. Regardless, they're injecting a very unsafe, untried vaccine into thousands of people. Well, guess who those people are? They're the guinea pigs to figure out what's going to happen. They're the guinea pigs. They've done that all throughout history. The military, a great example. They've used the military as guinea pigs for many, many years. Many years. Experimental drugs. Mind-altering drugs. That's what the movie A Clockwork Orange was all about. Mind control. And you have all of these people on the left, on the right, in the middle, everywhere. They are saying that we need a vaccine. It's this vaccine ideology that has sprung out of total ignorance total ignorance. They don't have a clue what they're saying. They don't even know how vaccines work, how they're purported to work, how they actually work in the body. 99.99% of these people do not have a clue, and they are regurgitating everything they hear from the so-called sciences. The scientists that are out there, the so-called experts that are out there making their point that people are eating up on a daily basis. They're being brainwashed. And how much of that is the scientists themselves that are brainwashed, that are just imparting their own misguided opinions and beliefs onto the rest of the people? There's a lot of that going on too. Then you have disinformants, disinformation artists that are out there, and they know what's going on, but they're out there to brainwash and mislead the public. There's a lot of that going on. So you reach a point where the majority of the public are so confused toward one narrative. They have been pushed there, but they are so confused that they could never, in a million years, find the actual truth, because the sheer amount of brainwashing is simply too much. How do you break free? How did I break free? You have to start from the beginning and forget most of what you think you know. And it's a lot easier for people that haven't been brainwashed by their school, by their college, or wherever, their work, by their friends, by their family. You have to forget all of that. When you are on a quest for the truth, no one and nothing else matters. Only the truth matters, and you must begin from the very beginning. And you have to forget about what someone else thinks, what they're going to judge you as, a nut job, a lunatic. You have to forget all that. You have to be willing to die for what you believe. You have to be willing to give up everything in order to be free, in order to find the truth. And the truth is elusive at best. And it is muddied with lies, deceptions, falsehoods, and half-truths. In order to find the truth, you must actively search for it. The truth is a mystery and does not come easy. I did not just wake up one day and say, viruses are not contagious. It took me years of study trying to understand the nature of reality, the nature of mankind, and that will last for eternity. But you can come to a conclusion based upon all the available evidence that you have learned and gleaned from your study. At some point, you will reach a conclusion. And that conclusion will lead you in other places as well. But you will reach a point where the truth becomes self-evident, where you know that it is true based upon the evidence, based upon your own experiences, your own observation, and you will come to know the truth of whatever it is you want to know the truth about. You may not know all the mechanisms and the minutiae of how it works, but you have a conclusion that you have drawn, and you can go from there. Science, real science, takes into account the whole nature of mankind, including the spirit. Yes, including the unseen. Science must take into account all things, in order to understand creation. Otherwise, you are a fool, and the true answers will escape you. The reasons, the purpose, which is the ultimate goal of science, is purpose. What is the purpose? You see, science itself has lost its purpose. It is riddled with deception, corruption at the highest levels. It is an agenda-driven scam. It is meant to deceive the public and to enslave the public. It is designed to accomplish the agenda of those in power. It is not looking to answer the questions of creation like it used to be. It is merely another branch that those in power use to accomplish their agenda. And you can take this idea out and branch it off into politics as well. For politics is the exact same, merely another branch. It is a deception to make people think that they have a choice when they have no choice whatsoever, and it has already been decided for them. But the public sees the drama, the stage show, the excitement, the play, the acting. And it is all a good show. It's all great entertainment, but it's not reality. It is being told to you as if it was reality. But if it was reality, there would be no manipulation, obvious deception, because it would be the truth, and there would be no reason to hide, deceive, manipulate, control. There would be no reason for any of that if there was not an agenda of deception, of something that is not good. For if it was good-natured, the truth would be crystalline. Confusion is the opposite of truth. God is truth, the opposite of confusion. When you understand that, everything else becomes clear. You will begin to see things that you did not see before. You will see through someone. You will see through the lies, through the deception. That is not to say that you will never be deceived again, but you will be much better off and much smarter than 99.9% of the population who have not the slightest clue as to what is going on. That is the spirit of truth. The spirit of truth flows through all living things. So as you observe what is going on with this election, you will continue to see the deceptions, the lies, the manipulations in order to try as hard as they can in order to take control. Why do they want to be in control so bad? And it's not because Donald Trump is the next Hitler. I can tell you that much right now. Donald Trump is not the next Hitler. He has done some very good things for this country. I am not in agreement with everything he has done or believes. But he is not a communist. He is not a Marxist. Why is it that these people must have power and control? Think back a few years. We were having school shootings left and right, weren't we? Every day you would wake up, there would be a new shooting, a new mass shooting. Now, you see nothing. There are no mass shootings like there were, like Parkland, like Las Vegas, and like the multitude of other shootings that were happening. You do not see them. Why? I guess the mass shooters all just took a holiday. They must have. If they were real shootings, if they were legitimate, they would still be happening to this very day. They would not have stopped. They would have increased. The agenda was not accomplished, and they moved on to other things. They simply focused on a virus, on the election, on getting control once again, to try to get power. It's been 4 years that they've been out of office. They desperately need control. They have to get back into the agenda of bringing about the new world order. And Trump progressed some of the new world order himself. You see, it does not matter who is president. The president will bend to the will of those in power, or he will be eliminated. Look at JFK. They got rid of him. They'll do the same if you do not toe the line. That is the fact. So Donald Trump has played along, and he may even be part of it. He may be the patsy that those in power needed in order to destabilize the country. Maybe he doesn't even know that he's being used in that way. He's being exploited because of his brash nature, because of his attitude, and his unwillingness to stand down. When confronted, he fights. They use this nature of him against himself. For 5 years, they have used this man. They have exploited this man, at least in the minds of the American people, in order to divide and conquer. It is the classic divide and conquer technique. They have to have an enemy by which they are able to exploit and use as the impetus to divide the population, to divide everyone against themselves. Man against woman, black against white, and on and on. You see, those in power know that when you are united as one people, they can easily rise up to defeat the enemy. But if those people are fractured and individually controlled in groups, they have no power in the face of a tyrannical government. Because they are not united, they are too busy fighting amongst themselves, and they cannot solve their own petty problems, let alone fight and destroy an enemy of that nature, of that magnitude. And so they allow people like Donald Trump to become president, knowing full well that because of his particular attitude, they can use that attitude to convince people that it is one man that has divided all Americans. One man is responsible for all of America's problems. One man. And these people, these sheeple out there here in America, they believe that. And not just here in America, but all around the world. They actually believe it is one solitary man that has divided the people. That is impossible. The people have divided themselves and they have succumbed to the deception. They have allowed many people in the media, in government, criminal elements in the government. They have listened to these people for years on end. And they do not understand or know the truth, and they do not even know where to begin. Matter of fact, they don't even care. That is the sad reality. They have been thoroughly brainwashed. And if you do not think that brainwashing is real, you are brainwashed. You see, that is how they operate. They come out when anybody comes up with a legitimate claim to address something that may have gone on. The news media comes out of the woodwork to claim that that person is a lunatic. And in some cases, they may be. But in at least 90% of the cases, they are not. They have a legitimate concern, and instead of listening to that person without bias, without this extreme judgment, they come out and viciously attack those that speak against the agenda. And then the sheeple come out of the woodwork, which have aligned themselves with the enemy. They too pile on and viciously attack those that speak out and say something that goes against the narrative. For the truth is hated among such people. They cannot stand the truth. They hate the truth. And every fiber of their body cannot stand the truth. For God is the truth. They hate God. That is the crux of the matter. That is it. They have abdicated their freedom and they have become sheeple as a result. They cannot think, reason, come to the truth. No matter how hard they try, they will never find the truth. They are in perpetual confusion day in and day out. It is the same story each and every day. As an observer from outside the bubble, you can see just how insane these people are. They have been manipulated to the point that they believe that this is all life has to offer. The division of mankind, the lowest common denominator. Whenever you watch these riots unfolding on your television screen, you see the primitive nature of man, the unevolved intellect. For mankind himself can achieve greatness, but it can also be as dumb as a rock. Mankind is the only species on earth that can be both the most intelligent and the dumbest. But they are dumb because they have been made and rendered dumb by those in power. Why? So that they can contain and control the population. They know that the human race has the potential to become radical. They know this. It is how they go about things that is the problem. You see, mankind must be controlled because they are too stupid to control themselves, it seems. So you must have control. These people have to be controlled in some manner. It is these people that are a complete and total danger to the rest of us. Those of us with an IQ above 4. It is these people that will get us killed, that will harm us, that will injure us, that will destroy the United States of America because they have given themselves over to those in power, and they do not even realize it. Because they are brainwashed, they are manipulated, and they must be controlled. And so they use these people as the justification to control everyone else. They must have the impetus, the justification to bring about what they want to accomplish. Because if they do not have the majority of the American people on their side, they know that they will rise up those that care, the patriots, people that love freedom, their family, themselves. They will rise up and they will defend this country and themselves. But if they can convince those same people that something must be done to remain secure, and they convince those people that they must give up some of their freedoms and some of their rights to do so, they will do so. And when they realize what has happened, it will be too late. For those in power will have already done everything they need to do to control the people. Once they have removed the guns out of the hands of the American people, they will secure their control. And there will be nothing whatsoever the American people can do to overthrow it. And you will be at war with people that align themselves and believe as the enemy believes. They will be the enemy. They are the enemy. They are no different than the enemy because they cannot be awakened. They are sheeple and they have become the enemy themselves. And they will love this new system for a while. And you will not be able to convince these people that the system is bad for them, that it will collapse before long. They will not see this because we are talking about people who cannot come to the truth in any regard. You cannot reason with a fool. It is impossible. The truth is self-evident, as I said before. In order for the American people to wake up, they must come to the truth and realize it themselves. And unfortunately, the deception has been so great over the years that millions of people will never come to the truth, at least not in this world, but in the hereafter, yes. Then they will know the truth. And I certainly wouldn't want to be them at that point. It should be self-evident as well that this election is fraudulent. For the past 4 years, Democrats have done nothing but lie, lie, and lie some more. They have manipulated evidence, so-called evidence. They have manufactured evidence in order to get Donald Trump out of office. He's not doing exactly what they want him to do, you see. He is not aware of the nature of the enemy. That is obvious to me. The rest of us that are on the outside looking in may have a better understanding than he himself. He is simply too naive. That should be evident in his speeches. He allows people around him to manipulate him because he knows no better. That has been the problem all along. People have been placed into his administration, snakes, in order to turn on him at a later point. All of this Me Too movement was all staged in order to break the divisions between man and woman, in order to break the bonds of society, in order to use the narrative to go against their political enemies so that they may control what goes on in government, so that they can put people in whoever they want, whenever they need. And that is the fact. All the things you have witnessed for the past 4 years have been staged. They have been dramatically staged, and they have been drama shows for the American people to waste their time on. As they become more and more divided, and those episodes have all come and gone, and the people remain divided. Now we are witnessing an election that is fraudulent. It was made to appear that way from the very beginning by those in power that are controlling the narrative in order to further divide the population. And through that immense division, they are able to control the population how they see fit. If Donald Trump and his lawsuits against the states is successful, you will see rioting and division unlike you have ever seen in your life, and cities will burn to the ground. You notice how Trump supporters haven't burned any cities to the ground yet. Unlike the black community, the liberal community. You have not seen that. And you will not see that. Because we're talking about different people here. We're talking about completely different types of people. If Donald Trump had won outright by now, the cities would be burning to the ground at this very moment. And if Trump wins, by some sheer miracle, that's exactly what is going to happen. Mark my words. If Biden becomes president, the country is virtually over. They are working at this very moment to take control. They are going to mandate masks. They will attempt to remove guns. And they may very well mandate a vaccine. They're going to try their very hardest. They will censor whatever they deem necessary to be censored. And they will have total reign over this country, instituting Marxism. That is a fact. Mark my words. The left will use Joe Biden to accomplish their agenda. Joe Biden is nothing but a patsy. The left will use him to accomplish their goal. It is up to the American people to stand up at any cost, with any means necessary, in order to defend this country from these tyrannical thugs, and they must do it and be ready for it now. And that is the truth.